Good afternoon, depending on where you're listening to. I am Carrie O'Connor, and this is the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And this is where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my psychic, clairvoyant, multidimensional vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in your DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do ask you to keep it to one question so we can get to as many callers as possible. And usually we take the first calls after the first break. I'll give you a tip of the week, and then we'll go to the phone lines. And the tip of this week is all about the year of 209. And I really want to get into how exciting 209 is, because 209 is coming up. It's right around the corner. And numerologically, if you add 2 plus 9, it equals an 11. And in numerology, when you get a master number, which 11 is, you keep it as you don't add the 1 plus 1 equals 2. That's what you normally do with numerology. But when you have a master number, you keep it at that because it has an energy. It has a vibration, and everything has an energy and vibration. Rocks do, trees do, people do. So, and that also includes numbers. So when we start, that's a little basic tip on your numerology here. But when you understand that this is the year of mastery, it's all about master numbers, means that we're really being urged. And I see this over and over again, and I'll say it over and over again, and people around the world are saying the same thing over and over again as far as how we're being encouraged to take a step into our empowerment, to really understand that the saying of that we're angels having a human experience isn't just a catchy phrase, because it's popular catchy phrase. It is absolutely the truth. And this whole next year, especially from January through September, there's a real urging. We're having what I call love washes. So we're getting these love washes that are coming over our energy field that are helping us lighten up, to help our vibration lighten up, to hold more of our frequency, the higher energy frequencies, to be able to help us see when we're sitting and stuck in old patterns. And this is the lifetime that we are entering in a new earth here. We are entering in being the ones that we've been waiting for. And as we're doing this, that's being called for us to step out of the pattern. So the first 9 months, when it was interesting, because when the guys in council were talking about from January to September and an acceleration of an already a very accelerated time, I also realized that 9 months is the month of September is all about the number nines are about endings, and it's also the same time, paradoxically, as how long you're pregnant for. So the first 9 months of 209 is calling for our rebirthing period, letting go of those patterns that no longer serve us anymore, those core belief systems that no longer serve us, to be able to review them, to look at them, those themes that we keep on seeing coming back into our lives over and over again, our core belief systems that are limiting and holding us back. So when we become aware of them, I see it energetically that we're 75% on the way there of getting rid of them, being able to, the awareness is the key. When we don't look at something, then we can't start addressing that. So as soon as you start looking at the themes, looking at the scenarios, it allows you to be able to start what I call it, it's like energetically combing through it. So even think of it as a snarl in your hair. And so you get the comb out and you start putting the creamer in. So think of the love washes that are coming down. There's a very high frequency energy that's combing through your energy hair, your energy fibers, because we're literally made of fibers that have a follow a path. They have a story to them. They hold information. All of our information is literally within our DNA. It's within our energy field. Every single one of your chakras holds information about your personal story here, your unique imprint, your personal piece of God self. And the more we hold the energetic posture of the master, the more we hold our frequency, the more we tune out the static of the ego. So think of the ego mind as a radio station that's getting stuck in the in-between state, the static. And so the more you tune into your heart frequency, the more that frequency becomes more, adds flow enrich your life. It's all about flow. It's all about frequency. It's all about vibration. So the first 9 months is a real acceleration for us to, again, step into our divinity, step into our birthright, and also use the tools that we have as far as being the master in process and the master in practice, meaning that when you have a bad hair day or you feel yourself getting engaged in patterns that you know are not empowering for you, you're getting yourself riled up. Pay attention to the feeling, because that feeling is going to show you that your vibration is off. You just turn into a staticky radio station. So how do you get yourself back into attunement? How do you get yourself back into alignment? There's all different tools. I talk about tools all the time. I give out free energy exercises. If you've not gotten the free energy exercises, I actually have another set that's now three sets of free energy exercises. You can get those at union1111@yahoo.com. Or email me for the free weekly newsletter that have tips of how to handle this week, and that's at union1111@yahoo.com or the carrieo'connor.com. Either way, you can get onto that newsletter. And I'm very excited about a series that I'm starting on January 20th. It's a four-week series for an hour and a half. And it's a commitment to be able to embody the master. So every single week we are going to not only be given tips and tools, we're going to go through layer by layer by layer for you to be able to identify your themes, those things that have been holding you back, and not just identify them to just sit there and just say, oh, wow, I have the theme of self-esteem or I have issues on my right side of my energy field, so that's why I can't get that job, I can't get the relationship. We're going to be able to heal these. We are having access as far as multidimensional healing to be able to not only, again, identify it, but just like a computer, when you defrag it. So you identify something, you defrag, and now we're being able to erase it, meaning literally take it out of your energy field, erase it, delete it, and so then you don't have any more of your energy patterns, your energy tubes, as I see it, flowing back to that disempowering pattern that's stuck in what I call the stalled engine pattern. So what does that energy do then? It allows it to flow and allows you to hold more of your higher frequency to then you could direct your life more. So it's the embodying the master series. It's starting January 20th. It's, again, in the evening from 8 to 9 p.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time. The beautiful thing is it's going to be taped, so if it's if you miss that physical time there, you'll have access to it, to listen to it. And I am, again, very excited to be offering this, because this is what this year is all about. It's embodying the master, being the master in process, being the master in practice. And that also spills over to every single aspect of your life. We are the ones that we are waiting for. This is the time to take action and not reaction. We're learning how to be proactive instead of reactive. Reactive is when we clam up and we curl up and we get into that fight or flight state and we go back to old patterns, and we're literally learning to lay new pathways down within our energy field to hold that higher frequency that allows us to, again, be proactive, meaning we don't react first and then end up saying sorry later. We don't contract in fear and then trying to catch our breath afterwards. That we have enough pathways within our energy field to hold that vibration, so we don't lose our core, we don't lose or leak our energy, we're able to hold our core. We become the observer as we're seeing the human-to-human experience, understanding that there's a divine order, and we're showing and radiating that divine order from within, and that goes outside of every single subatomic particle of our energy field, and that attunes not only yourself, but attunes every single person around you. So your life cannot not change into mastery, because this is the key to mastery. So it's an exciting year, 209 is. It's, again, acceleration of love washes. Think of the love washes are part of our birthright. This is what we signed up here to do. This is not only the incarnation that we are here to build a new earth. This is the building process time. A lot of people talk about the year 2012. 2012 is toward the end part. It's completion sign. It's when we're doing the ribbon cutting. So right now, is the period of the construction of the new earth. And so that's why a lot of things are coming up in front of people's faces, and are physically, mentally, emotionally, as far as are you going to be living in the fear part and learn through, I call it rebirthing through without an epidural, or are you going to go through this birthing process proactively with a symbolic epidural, meaning that do you feel like you're directing the ship and you're proactively taking the steps, or are you going to feel like you're just in this massive fear very comfortable feeling. We do have a choice here. We absolutely not only have a choice, it's our responsibility, and we to take responsibility and accountability is such a wonderful thing because it gives you what I call symbolically a whole new deck of cards. So that is what 209 is about, and I hope you have a wonderful, safe, happy holiday. We will be taking calls when we come back from our break, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. I'm the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you looking for a unique place to book your holiday party? Here's a hot tip. The new Zenai Center in Bellevue. Zenai's co-founder and private celebrity chef, Curtis Ross, will serve you and your guests delicious, healthy cuisine and conscious cocktails in 4,000 square feet of beautiful, sustainable open space. Contact Zenai at 425-457-7665 or visit zenaicenter.net. That's ZENAICenter.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to announce the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Four nights, four extraordinary speakers, each with a message of hope, inspiration, and love. Join Carolyn Mace, Michael Beckwith, Gary Zukav, and Don Miguel Ruiz, all right here in Seattle. Purchase the entire series and get four events for the price of three. Tickets are on sale now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information, event dates, and to purchase your tickets. All events will be held at the new Celebration Hall at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle on Sandpoint Way. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for details. Series tickets would make a perfect gift for someone you care about this holiday season.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code Dr. Pat. That's D-R-P-A-T at checkout. Go to thedrpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. Thedrpatshow.com.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Meet people who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, your music, book, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to heart-planet.com, a positive focus on meeting people, a positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. Heart-planet.com.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819, and again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And I do want to, I should have said this in the top of the hour, I do know that I'm on a new time slot here. I will be keeping this time slot where I'm now at, it's 1 o'clock my time, Eastern Standard Time, and it's out there. Benny, it's 11?
Actually, it's 10:15.
10:15, okay, yeah, or much earlier for you. So I will be on this slot for from now on. And so going back to the lines are now open, and I will be taking your phone calls. And I do ask, and because I'm on a new slot, I always like to describe how I read. And just for those that are new listeners. And so when I read the whole energy field. And so the whole energy field includes your other people. Sometimes use the word aura for your energy field. It's been called many things. Aura, light stream. Your whole energy field is your what I refer to your light stream, because it contains not only, think of behind you as your history. So your history contains this incarnation. It also holds past life. If you don't believe in past life, that's fine, because it just your information is there. It holds themes that we have. It holds all of, think of ourselves as a huge computer, and we are gigabytes of information. So we hold every single, all our history in behind us, symbolically is behind us. It's in our energy field. Then I read the chakras also. So it's not only do I do the mediumship as far as talking to those people that have crossed over, not only do I look in the front part, which is the front fibers, and that contains information about the future. And I like to remind the people as far as the future, because a lot of people wonder about jobs, relationships, that kind of those kind of questions. And it's really important to remember that every reader, not only me, what we're reading, and this is what I like to concentrate on, is the empowerment piece. So we could, when I look into somebody's energy field, let's use an example of a job and or a relationship. When I see a relationship or a job come into the person, they it's like a ball. Think of a ball blinking in front of their heart. And so then I look inside the ball, because I am clairvoyant and I also clear knowing and clear seeing. So the ball gives me an information as far as the person coming in or the job coming in. And it, then it talk. It, I give it a time period, because your body is giving me a time period. And then I always tell people, as far as when people are reading a potential, let's say that job doesn't come through. If part of the energy field is foggy, and that more of your thoughts, your core belief systems, do not believe that the partner is going to come in, or that you do not believe that the job is going to come in, because you've had the last 6 months of really having a lot of rejection. And so job-wise, relationship-wise, if your conscious or subconscious creates an energetic fog, there's a part where, that's why I like to empower people as far as when they ask about a relationship or a job potential, of I go back to how important it is for them to have an energy maintenance program. And it's because of, I know that that is key for you to manifest the job, to manifest the relationship. Because I've seen, I had this one woman, for example, where she had this guy was in her energy field. He looked like he was coming in a three-month period, and she went to psychics everywhere around the world. We were all describing the same exact person. What I kept on explaining to her is where he wasn't coming in. It was like there was a plexiglass that was preventing him to come in, because she had more of her belief systems that he was not coming in than he was coming in. So even though, and she just didn't understand of how come everybody around the world could be seeing the same individual and that he wasn't coming in. And that's when I finally told her, I said, you know what, this, you have to take your energy back, because you're leaking your energy to the situation. Because then if he came, a situation where she felt that her core belief system was that he wasn't going to come in. So it was feeding her thing of being abandoned. Her worst fear is that she was going to be alone her whole life. And so her thoughts consciously, and never mind her subconscious thoughts, so we, her conscious thoughts, think of that, science says that we only use 10% of our brain. So let's use the analogy of our subconscious is 80% of our thought pattern. So she consciously knew that she had a lot of energy. This was a big charge of hers, is afraid of being alone, and that this person was not going to be coming in, never mind what she was thinking subconsciously. So for her to get that plexiglass gone, to melt that plexiglass that was in her energy field, to allow this individual to come in, was for her to really look at her core belief systems. And again, it went to abandonment, and her worst fear was to have her to be by herself all of us. And so when we had her walk through that, so that's much more of what I call an energy balancing. It's like having her, it's a soul retrieval. We took all the little parts of her that felt separated, that felt abandoned, that went and walked through the worst nightmare, as far as, is it the worst thing in your life to not be with an individual or another partner? And so she got to the other side of that. That melted the plexiglass, and then the individual came in. But this was a three-year journey for her. So why am I bringing this up? Because every reader, from me to anyone in the world, what they're reading, they might not use the words front fibers, but when we're reading as far as future potentials, these are potentials. And why I'm bringing it up now, because as the year 209 comes along, because we're being asked to take more responsibility and have more accountability to be proactive in our life, what comes along with that is that that we're co-creating our life here. We're writing the script. And so that means that as coming in with the gifts of stepping into our mastery and stepping into lightness and stepping into this love wash also means that we're going to find the cause and effect coming back faster and faster, meaning that our issues are going to come to our face faster. But this is good things. Think of that we want to look to see where we could have limiting belief systems that are really deep in our subconscious, and so in that we're feeding energy to them. So not for us to freeze and just throw up our hands and say, forget it. I feel I'm going to be abandoned, or my worst nightmare is I'm going to be alone my whole life. It's for us to take that thought system and turn it around, and you have the power to do that. And whenever we look on the outside of us to have feel complete, we're starting in the wrong direction. We always want to go back to ourselves. We are complete. We come in complete. We are totally complete. We are all whole, holy, and as pieces of God aspects, the more we understand that, the more we fill ourselves up with that and overflow it. Think of it as a vessel overflowing with that knowledge. The more you start, you cannot not but change every aspect of your life because you start radiating a different vibration that brings in people that support them. So there goes, hence the plexiglass is gone. Then in comes the person. Then they're happily ever after and married. And I'm not being late about this. I know that this is a real accelerated time where a lot of people are what I call the middle of the road, and I'm seeing, especially from the January to September, a real acceleration of where your body, just pay attention to yourself as far as, I call it the third elevator to the fifth elevator, where you're putting most of it, your energy. And the good news is that to make a pivotal change, 51% of our energy is where I call it when we get a whole new deck of cards, meaning that 49% of us can still believe, of our subconscious patterns, can still believe in a limiting thing. Let's say that issues of abandonment and rejection and that we're not worthy. 49% of us can still have issues with that, still have a charge to it, but if 51% starts bringing in that light to start disconnecting with it, from those abandonment issues, the not worthy issues, that 51, what I call the tippy scale, starts changing your energy profoundly. It starts bringing in an evening, a homeostasis, so all of a sudden that 51 becomes 60, 61, 62, and as it gets lighter, all of a sudden we are separated from that core belief system of that we're not worthy of our issues of abandonment. And so then we literally take the charge. It's like taking a light bulb and decreasing it. So it starts out as 100-watt light bulbs that could be blinding the job from us, blinding us from attaining a relationship. And so the more you start looking at those core belief systems, you're taking that light bulb, and now all of a sudden it's 75 watts, then it's 50 watts. And so that means that you're sending out less of that vibrational signature out to the universal field, and the universal field has no opinion. It's like a short order cook. So if we send out more symbols of and signs of being experiencing lack, scarcity, and fear, that's what we're going to experience back. That's the whole saying of what comes around goes around, or the movie The Secret, like attracts like. And so this is where we become the observer and saying, okay, this aspect of my life, relationship, for example, is all snarled up, and my worst fear is I'm not going to meet anybody. People that I meet seem to come and go in my life. But then if you look as an observer and you see that dad had a job that he went away for a long time, you don't have to have awfuls to be able to have the little child in you feels that there's this sense of abandonment. And it's not about parent bashing. I really am into empowerment here. So you want to realize that there's a foundational energy that has a core foundational belief that you could be abandoned by males, let's say, in particular, because dad all of a sudden had to work more. He let's say he was in the service, so he was taken away for long stretches at a time. So that can plant a seed that's so deep into your subconscious that when you get into a relationship, that fear could come up that you're going to be abandoned, and so then the self, you know, part of us does a self-saboteur protection thing because we don't want to be hurt. We don't want to feel that hurtness again, so we could sabotage relationships. Or I've seen it where people literally put out a frequency where if somebody goes by them, because we all read energy, just think of somebody that's in a bad mood and a foul mood in a grocery store, that you don't have to say one word to them, and you know how they're feeling, what they're doing. And also on the flip side, when somebody's really in a happy mood, and you could tell that by not saying a word to them. We all read energy at a level. So this is when, as we tune into that reading of the level of the energy, we become more the flow of our life, and then the more the captain of our own ship, and again, embodying the master. And we're going to take another break. We're at the bottom of the hour. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, guest host of the Dr. Pat Show.
Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom Liotta at We Excel Financial, 888-252-3080. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Do you feel stuck with anxiety or depression? Imagine having the momentum and the tools to create emotional freedom. Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough and Empowerment Program helps you to release deeply rooted emotions from your subconscious and cellular memory, thus allowing you to access your true potential. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
A recent mineral discovery is conquering many killer diseases that plague mankind. Sound too good to be true? Listen to Jim Humble tell about his discovery of this miracle mineral supplement and its global health applications in fighting cancer, TB, malaria, antibiotic-resistant forms of staph infection, and many other diseases. This may be the most important radio health show you've ever heard. Visit MiracleMineral.org to learn more about this amazing supplement. That's MiracleMineral.org.
Hey, are you one of those people who need a boost of motivation to lose those extra pounds and inches? Well, here it is. Take the Sugar-Free Miracle Weight Loss Challenge and earn $100 for every 10 pounds you lose. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the amazing Sugar-Free Miracle Diet, which you'll love. It's easy, sustainable, and it stops out-of-control eating. To participate, send me an email at expert@sugarfreemiracle.com. That's expert@sugarfreemiracle.com, and I'll send you the details.
The New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Are you going through a divorce or are you single again? A 24/7 resource center called FreshStartAfterDivorce.com has been created to support you during and after divorce. It's packed with resources, articles, and tips from experts nationwide. As a business personal coach who specializes in divorce and founder of the National Association of Divorce for Women and Children, Joni Winberg's mission is to provide the support and encouragement you need to move your life forward. You don't have to face this challenging time alone. Go to FreshStartAfterDivorce.com.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Aye, aye, Cap'n. Happy holidays to you, too. I haven't spoken with you in a couple weeks.
That's right. That's right. And we're having happy ones, aren't we?
I know, hon. Just remind everybody, Carrie is at a new time slot now on the Dr. Pat Show. She flip-flopped with Dr. Pat, so now she's on at Mondays at 10 instead of Mondays at 11. So make sure you tell all your friends out there.
That's right. Thank you, Benny.
You're welcome. We'll go to the phones now. We have Jennifer waiting so patiently. She's calling from Issaquah. Her 50th birthday party is coming up on the 14th of January, so she wants to see, well, what's up for her and, of course, the new year. So, Jennifer.
Hello, Carrie. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. So, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, and happy new year to everyone.
Thank you.
We're just about there. Yes. Yeah.
So, Jennifer, you want to know about more of the upcoming year?
Yes. What can I expect in 2009?
Okay. What I'm saying, first of all, your father's crossed over, correct?
Has not.
All right. Who comes in as far as father, father-in-law, somebody in the father department? Because it's definitely not grandfather because it's in the father department.
So oh, okay. Because of my grandfather's passed over, but my father-in-law is quite ill currently.
Excuse me?
My father-in-law is quite ill.
Okay, all right, that would make sense.
And,
because sometimes, and I want to be clear with this, because the grandfather is bringing in the father that has crossed over. When somebody's quite ill, they kind of go in and out of their body. They absolutely go in and out of their body.
Okay.
And I want to be clear, it doesn't mean he's going to die, but because your grandfather pointed out the father, paternal grandfather in particular is coming in and clearing out your right side. So your right side is all about is going back to our father's father lineage. How we hold the right side of our energy is males and male interactions. That's our relationships, but also taking the men all aside of it. It's how the energy we put out to the world, Jennifer. It's how we feel like. Do we feel proactive? Do we feel reactive? Do we feel like we could go out to the world and embrace it, or do we feel hesitant, right?
Okay, yeah.
So what the dads are saying, and so they're A, recognizing that the father-in-law is not doing very well, but B, they're bringing you a whole bunch of yellow in, and yellow is all about yellow is connected to the third chakra. Yellow is all about empowerment. I like when I see gold and yellow in somebody's energy field. It's all about step into your creativity, Jennifer. This is like a year for you, especially on the right side. Expand. Think of it as a screen opening up and on your whole right side. We want to have our right side extended out 12 feet by 12 feet on either side of us. That's our stage that puts our unique thumbprint on it.
Cool.
This year in particular, and the grandfather's going to give you the number 555, so expect to see that, a lot of those, because that's their signature that they're in around. Oh. Also, the first 5 months from now, January to May, a lot of change, but this is where change is good. Feng shui, cleaning out, embracing, and especially the energy, the love washes that are coming down, it's music to your ears. When I see symbolic, like a horn on somebody's right ear, that means to me that it's like something that you've been waiting for. This is where it like sets you free. You work with the energy, where some people, when they feel a high frequency energy, their first reaction is to contract versus expand.
Yeah.
And that's your expanding. And that's wonderful, because we're allowing you to take the energy in, going back to any kind of residual energy that has core belief systems that could have been holding you back, and allows you to expand forward, especially in the departments of where we go out to the world, job-wise, relationship-wise, money-wise, opportunity-wise. And so there's a real huge expansion period, and especially not only the first 5 weeks, 5 months, but you're setting up the whole next 5 years. And it doesn't stop at 5 years, but there's a lot of important opportunities that are coming. I see you like you're working with the Rubik's Cube thing and you're feeling the flow. Like it's, you know how those things were kind of difficult, and then all of a sudden when it's done, you feel like great completion?
Yeah.
So think of this as, especially over the last 5 years, Jennifer, getting over hurdles that feel like they were in hard, and getting over these hurdles. And so you're over those. And so now it's time for having that flow and celebrating with that flow, and all of that's really good.
Good.
I think the dad's recognizing a female off to your side that had some breast or breast cancer stuff. I feel it's more of a coworker or neighbor or somebody that's not directly connected to you. And I'm also seeing my niece Jillian. So I want to recognize the name Jillian. And this is, it's over on your left side. So that means to me in the past. And so you could have been a good friend. And when I see green healing hands, that means being helpful with somebody that has issues with the breast. And so think of whenever we help anybody, we get there's always a return for that. Mm-hmm. So think of this as your return. This is your year, and the next 5 years is your symbolically cashing in your returns. When I see, again, green, that's the kind teacher, helper, healer, and so you're taking in this energy and bridging and really expanding with it. It's wonderful.
Excellent, because I've been meditating, and I want to get better at that.
Good. Perfect. That's all about the whole expansion of the yellow and the energy field. So think of that being proactive, and so think of, and that's also tapped into the green energy, and green is all about helping, healing, meditating, and so the more you merge with that those energies, the more you're going to stay in the now, and really, especially over the next 5 days, 5 weeks into 5 months, by put post-its, Jennifer, where you brush your teeth when you in the car. It's like, it sounds so silly, but I tell you, I'm a post-it person.
Beauty.
Because we have all these intentions, and we could really feel jazzed up about it, and then all of a sudden we lose the charge. So making sure, I mean, that when I was changing things, I put big poster board. It drove my husband nuts, but everywhere where I looked, I had these notes to myself, because I knew that I was making changes in neural pathways in my brain, and they didn't come overnight, and so that's the practice part.
I want to support that.
Getting into that practice, especially, again, over the next 5 days, 5 weeks, is huge for you. Commit. Okay. Think about doing the mastering process. Cost. That's a commitment where we're putting body, mind, soul, physically doing something, and that's the we're getting all our energy bodies involved in there, and so that's a wonderful thing for you to be doing as far as meditating and getting into yourself, because it literally has you feel like you're in the driver's seat, and especially the right side of the body is all about taking action. Okay.
Beauty. That is fabulous. And
very
and
good.
I got to tell you that once I read The Secret, it just gave me a whole new space for my head to go.
Absolutely.
It replaced doubt.
Absolutely. And you know what? The law of attraction is just one of the seven spiritual laws. And it's a huge one, because people can bite into that. And it's like tasting flame and young. And then all of a sudden, it's like they want to go and put into action all the other ones.
Yes.
And that's wonderful. So think of that. That's that shows the 555s. All that change is good. Seasons change. Day changes into night. And so there's a part where the collective consciousness, when we hear change or accept or feel of change, there's a reactionary part where we contract and think change could be awful. Change happens all the change. Change is the constant. And so the more we understand that, and the more we proactively work with that, the more we absolutely cannot change our life. So that's the whole yellow part of you expanding out, and that also is when I'm seeing like a mustardy yellow. That means you're clearing out, and it's in that 7 to 12 feet on that right side. That's clearing out old stuff, and so that then it becomes that bright yellow that's all around you, and that's the effects of meditating, of standing in the now, and really tuning into your, like what I was talking about, your heart's desires, looking within and tuning into your signature. Tune into that radio station within you, and it gets all the fog out, and then we could hear or the static out of our life, and then it allows us to be more in flow. And that's what, again, it's like the fish in water. I'm seeing all ducks in a row and all of that. All of those are really good signs, Jennifer. So keep
fabulous.
Work.
Oh, Carrie, thank you ever so much.
You're welcome, hon.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy
and angels around you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Jennifer, for calling in. And Carrie, shall we run off to another one before the break?
Sure.
All right. We have now Vicky standing by. She's calling in from Redmond, and she's been trying to move lately and also maybe put the house up for sale. Hasn't really gone quite as planned, so we want to know what's holding it up. So, Vicky, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie. This is Vicky, and I'm not actually trying to put a house up for sale. I'm trying to get out of an apartment.
Okay.
And ever since I went to massage school in the 90s, I felt blocked, and right now, I want to move, get out of a little apartment, move into a duplex, and start doing massage, but it hasn't been happening, and I've been trying for, like, the last 3 years. I feel blocked.
Okay. Especially, what's going on? I'm seeing 999s all around you, and go back to what was going on in September of, and actually, did you say you went to massage school in 99?
No, it was, I think I actually got past my test in 97. It was 94.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Think about later, Vicky, going back to the, because I keep on saying 99, in your third chakra, okay?
So 99,
go back,
99.
And even going back to when you were 9 years old and then even 9 months. And so that's when somebody body is talking to me like that, I would absolutely go back to what was the scenario that was going around in the 99s, right, and even the 2 years before that, and as the observer. And so, and then also this September of 2009, because when we repeat, themes keep on coming up, and this goes back to when you were 9 years old and even going back to when you're 9 months old. So think of that when we have these themes, think of a grand magnet in front of your heart to pull those, they're pulling them forward for us to identify them and then get rid of them. And especially when I'm looking at these in your third chakra self-esteem, self-worth, through the subconscious, it also, when I see like a fist energetically in the third chakra, it like has you almost jumping up. It looks like you're jumping up and touching your feet like a gymnast, right? And so when I see that, especially on the right side, so that's the present time, that's how you hold the male energy, that's the energy, again, we put out to the world. And so think of, especially going back to September of this year, that there's an opportunity for you because you are extremely sensitive. You're very empathic, and massage and any kind of healing arts is right up your alley. And so think of that, the energies, especially this year in particular with September, think of it as the flipping side of the energies that are coming down are very crystal, that really goes up into your energy. Is it like you're early indigo and now you're having the energy field be able to ground down, you're going to be able to ground into the earth differently because before it felt like it was too hard for you to ground, September in particular. So think of that feng shui clearing out and really do a lot of grounding things for you. Ground with water because I'm seeing grounding with the earth. I'm seeing you feel stuck. When I'm pulling your energy field through water or through the sense of air, like going down a tube of air to the center of the earth, your body starts shifting energy very, very quickly. When I try to do it with the earth, it goes back to the left side of the energy field, which is cold. It goes to mother and it feels like a man on the moon. So that's to pass stuff for a defense mechanism of feeling cold. So think of that, this is the energies that are coming in for you to do the 999, to do completion, to really look around in your life, Vicki, where what I call is like the, when I see a checkerboard, that means to me putting those people that are draining your energy, putting them like outside of the you're sitting at the table of entitlement, and who's in your table is very important. And so sometimes we have to rearrange people, and it's not hierarchical. And like I put a lot of my family members on the side of the checkerboard, meaning that I still saw them, but I my energy dynamics changed tremendously because I leaked a lot of my energy to them. So I had to seal up all the leaks that held me in the past. And that's what I'm seeing that you've been doing, especially going back to the last 9 years. And actually, 99 is 9 years ago when you think about it. It's turning into 209. So think of it as huge turning points for you to turn around. And we have to go to a break right now. I'm hearing the music. So we'll be right back after this short break.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness by developing the health coaching skills your clients need? As the nation's focus on health and wellness has increased, so has interest in the field of health coaching. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution at the same time. Financial aid is available. Visit CIH.NUSystem.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's CIH.NUSystem.org. Or call 800-NAT-UNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NAT-UNIV.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit mbsconnect.com.
Mama Kitty had no hope. Shot and dumped in a rural area with her kittens. She was terrified, hungry, and exhausted. A good Samaritan found her and knew that Posado Safe Haven could help. Posado Safe Haven is a small sanctuary that's making a big difference to animals in need like Mama Kitty. Our mission is to improve the lives of animals who fell through the cracks, those typically not served by humane shelters. Located on 80 beautiful pastoral acres in Monroe, Washington, our barns are filled with over 250 rescued dogs, cats, and farm animals. Want to meet Mama Kitty? Volunteer with us. Make a difference to our animals as they enrich your life as well. Please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org about volunteer opportunities. Posados Safe Haven. That's Posado, P-A-S-A-D-O, safehaven.org.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and we are on our new time slot now, aren't we, Benny?
We certainly are. Yep, so the phone lines are open a little bit early for you on Mondays at 10 a.m. instead of 11. That's, of course, right. Pacific Standard Time over here on Seattle.
That's right. So yep. We are going to send an announcement out of that, and we're also going to let everybody know so you can put it in your calendar. So next week it'll be at 10 o'clock out in the eastern western part of there.
Right. 1 a.m. Eastern, right, exactly. Yeah. And I unfortunately forgot to bring my bugle, so I couldn't go there. You know, as a proper announcement would hold it. So,
but you know what? You do it so well when you imitate it.
That's thank you. I do my best. Well, we've got a couple callers left. Hopefully we can get to both of them. We have Jane standing by. She's calling in from Marysville, Washington. She's stuck with a little bit of communication with some people around her, so let's maybe break that up and see what she's got. Jane.
Yes.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Fine.
Okay, so what's going on?
I just have a hard time communicating with people. It's just, I don't know. I just come across wrong or people have the wrong, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just weird.
Mm-hmm. When I go down to the left side of your second chakra, the second chakra is all about sex, finances, communication, and one-on-one relationships, right? The first thing you bring me down to is you're 4.5 to 5 years old. And I'm also seeing like crinkled paper. So when I'm seeing the crinkled paper, it's like think of like we want to iron our the energy out. And so think of that your 4.5 to 5 year old came up with a defense mechanism to protect herself. And the left has to do with feminine energy, has to do with mom's side, mom's lineage. And especially when I'm seeing that when you go out as far as into school and into like seeing peers going out from 4.5 to 5 is when we start like kindergarten and in first grade and where things didn't make sense. It's like something doesn't make sense with the people and even auditorily as far as schools are they're built on cement and they're not very kind with the ears. And so think of that part of a defense mechanism that you came up with was to kind of close in so you could just get the static out of your ears, right? And so we all do it. We all have defense mechanisms, every single one of us. That's why I talk continuously about going to our theme, seeing what our patterns are, because that is the key to get the static out. So when I go to, again, your second chakra, I'd absolutely make sure that you do energy maintenance, meaning clearing off your energy field, because we are all energy. That's what science has proven 20 or 30 years ago, that we're made up of all energy. But what they dropped and what we're picking up now since the year 2000 is, yes, now that we've proven that we're all energy, we are understanding that it's very very important to clear it, to clean it, to do something daily. It's just like not washing your teeth or brushing your teeth or taking a shower. And so getting into an energy maintenance daily, a.m. and p.m. and throughout the day will help clear out that communication, and especially because the second chakra, which is one-on-one relationships, also goes hand-in-hand with the fifth chakra, and the fifth chakra is all about communication. And so when I'm looking into the fifth chakra, I see a square around there, and so think of the square is, we think of symbolically we want a circle because that's easy flow, and part of that square is, again, a defense mechanism. So think of this as all new beginnings, that every single, we get a whole new deck of cards every single day, meaning writing our script differently. So in communication, that what was even this morning does not have to be what was in the afternoon. So you're writing a new script for yourself. It's the first time to do it. Personal, wonderful time to do it because you have the collective energies of new beginnings, and especially working with this, working with the energy of the new year and the master energy, the love washes that are coming down. So I would absolutely encourage you to put post-its when you're brushing your teeth, and really become the observer, meaning observe the day especially, or review, Jane, when you've had experiences. Let's say when conflict arises, when you review it in your head, but review it like a movie in your head. So it's like getting the emotion out of it and seeing where, like, things could come across. I had a friend of mine that she had a similar pattern, and she didn't realize that she could sound defensive. And so when somebody sounds defensive, then everyone gets defensive. So it's, and then she didn't realize how much it was her little child. And as soon as she was able to just do minor things, she was able to communicate differently. And so it's not a right or wrong thing. It's all about, we're not taught this when we're younger, and so we do better when we know better, and that's all there is to it. And so being able to see where, when you feel the triggers, or when you are picking up on keys from other people that they're not hearing you, then it's like I call it stop, drop, and roll. So you stop back the energy, you drop into your body, where most of us, when we start feeling things get shaky, we go to defense mechanisms that we've created since we're very little. It's going to be allow you to really, like, take a breath and be able to communicate what you're trying to say clearly, and people will absolutely see it and feel it differently. And so so this is all within your hands, within your power. I'd also encourage you to put your hands on your temples a lot. That opens up the meridians that go right to the throat chakra, and do a lot of crossovers, meaning it literally connecting the right and left side of our bodies, because a lot of times we cut them in half when we've had repeated trauma over and over to them in the energy field. So when you put your hands over the right and left side of the body, you're reconnecting them. It's like spark plugs. So all of that is going to help you, especially over your second chakra. And also, I'm seeing the roses coming in from maternal grandmother, and it's all about forgiveness. And so really working on issues of forgiveness is going to really tremendously help you. And also pay attention to seeing the number 888. That's all the ladies coming in helping you with this issue. And also, when I see small iron, that means helping you iron things out when it comes to communication. Think of part of this as a life theme that goes back into the generational patterns on the females. And so this is where you're going to take the pearls of wisdom and leave the pain part. And again, realize that today is a new script to write a new story for yourself. And so when you feel yourself going back to the past, review as far as when you're starting to feel that shaky communication, and just in your, what you're doing is retraining yourself to send out a different signature, like take a breath, power and silence, that kind of thing. And then you'll be able to even attract different people into your life, because I'm seeing a lot of staticky people around you. Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks very much. And Carrie, do you think we have time for, we only have 2.5
minutes. We're going to try it, Benny. We're going to go for it.
Sounds good. Let me go ahead and pull that over here really fast. And sorry about that. I was kind of a little caught off guard. Lily from Kent, thanks for waiting so patiently.
Okay. Carrie?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll make it quick. I said I was working with someone that I've had challenges with. I'm a caregiver, and it's been very difficult for me. That's it.
Okay. You're a caregiver, and it's very difficult?
The person I'm dealing with has been very challenging for me.
Okay, all right. Biggest thing that you could do is wear your suit of armor, and so energetically prepare yourself, and not a suit of armor like I'm going to fight with the person, but realize this is huge past life connection, huge karmic. No mistake that you get this one underneath your belt, you could be like Hercules, okay? So I'm serious. And so realize that it's like a reason, season, lifetime, and this person is a huge reason. And so, again, think of how, because I'm seeing Hercules, the bionic woman, we can rebuild her. And this is all about when you can maintain your core within this individual, you're not going to shake up it's not going to shake your core in other situations. So embrace this with excitement, because it's going to be able to help you hold your core energy more. And again, I'm seeing this as short, meaning that it comes to all of a sudden you see a major shift in the relationship. Because think of like patty cake, some people want to engage and will do anything to have us do patty cake, and that you're pulling your energy into, they're going to have to be clapping their own hand, okay,
that's it, thank
all right,
you
very good, okay, may you align with the divine, and we will see you next week. This is the Carrie O'Connor Show, Dr. Pat guest host, the Dr. Pat Show, and we are at our new time slot. So again, may you align with the divine and have a very wonderful new year.